기본을 지킵니다. 작은 바람에도 예민한 초고층 빌딩이니까.
부산사의 제이용용 최윤입니다.
Good afternoon, sir. I am Kiran. Yes, sir. Good afternoon. I am Kiran from India.
India?
Yes.
Investor?
No, sir. Actually, I am conducting study on sustainable steel. So, someone has given contact so that I can contact you and you can help me to understand the sustainable steel.
Wait a minute. I put someone else on the phone.
Okay, sir. That will be great. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
I'm
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Yes, hello. This is my con. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm Kiran and I'm from India.
Yes.
So, yes, I'm conducting study on sustainable steel market. So I just want to understand the sustainable steel. So can I ask you a few questions? Yes, you can ask.
What institution do you belong to, if you don't mind me asking?
Yes, actually I'm a student and I'm doing MBA from NMIMS, and I am this is my study regard to BIS research. So here I am doing internship, so this is a part of my study. So I am studying sustainable steel market. So sustainable steel means any kind of steel which can minimize the carbon footprints and help the environment in a better way. So I have included recycled steel and green steel as a part of sustainable steel market. So as per my analysis, green steel is very emerging kind of steel, and in globally less than there is very less production, but there are announced plants. But there is very less production of green steel at a global level, less than 1%, I guess. And while recycling steel, it is a convenient method, and lots of countries like USA, Europe, or say Japan, South Korea are using recycling steel. So it contributes around 35 to 40% of the total steel production. So I'm on right track regarding this study. So, or say there is significant.
So what type of information are you requesting? Are you asking what does the percentage of recycled steel that we produce, or?
No. Not for a particular company, but whether the information from my side it is correct at a global level approximation, or say you have to give any inputs from your side regarding the country level consumption, or say regional, for specifically Asia Pacific region, or say global level. So such as green steel account for less than 1% and is emerging. So
I'm sorry, but I can't confirm that those figures. I don't know where they come from. Like, this is investor relations, so if you have information that you request from our company in particular, we can provide you that information. But for the country or for the Asian Pacific as a whole, that kind of information is not entirely available to us, and so we can't provide you that information. Like
Yes, sir.
for us, we produce around 22 million tons of steel, and of that, 12 million tons is from blast furnace operations, which means that it's not recycled, nor is it green. It's just a normal steel, and for the remaining 10 million tons is around made from recycled steel, which is electric arc furnace operations. We're
Yes, sir.
trying our
Yes, sir.
best to gain the technology to, develop more green steel. But for the moment being, the technology isn't there yet. So this isn't an issue that's simply for our company or just a certain country. This is globally. Green steel is pretty much technologically impossible at this point, because there are some test projects that are going on.
Yes.
But other than that, there is no green steel, from my understanding. Like
Yes,
1%, I'm not even sure that 1% exists.
actually, that is very less percent, as there are pilot projects, say
Yes.
only few kilotons, you can say it is produced from green technologies. But
Yes.
there is significant recycled steel, as you mentioned, about EAF process that is used by your company to
Yes.
produce
Yes,
the
but even that isn't
recycling steel.
really 100% green, because the energy that is used to produce electric arc furnace steel, most of it comes from sources that are not green. So they come from coal, they come from oil, et cetera, et cetera. So, well, it does emit less carbon than traditional blast furnace operations. Nevertheless, it still isn't green.
Yes, that's why I have categorized this into recycled steel, which is sustainable source but not fully green, because
Yes.
there is some kind of carbon emissions in production of recycled steel with electric arc furnace with
Yes.
respect to the energy source. So actually, as you mentioned, electric arc furnace, so it is a most convenient method and major method used to recycle steel. So, and blast furnaces can also use to recycle, but at very less percent, say close to 10%. You can mix feed with recycled scrap, but in most probable way, electric arc furnace is dominating the recycling steel market, isn't it?
Well, yes, but there are other technologies that are being used. As you said, you could use, well, the thing is, the reason that you can't have high purity steel from electric arc furnaces is because you can't really eliminate impurities in scrap metal. to a level where you can make high grade steel. So there are other methods to do that, and which is, well, as you said, in like it's you could purchase HBI, hot briquetted iron, which is just iron, which was what they do is instead of using coal, they use natural gas
Natural gas, yes.
to eliminate the oxygen in the iron ore, and then you use that and smelt it to make oil steel products. There's significantly less carbon emission when you use that method. So there are a few companies that are actively investing in that method.
I guess electrolysis of the iron ore to convert iron ore into the pure iron, I guess that is one
Well, you can use
method.
that in pig iron or hot metal, and then what happens is, well, you can increase the amount of iron, hot iron that is coming out from the blast furnace by adding the HBI in it. So overall, the carbon emission per tonnage decreases because HBI is much lower in carbon emissions. It's similar like what you said before, utilizing scrap in blast furnace, so to increase the amount of decrease the overall carbon emissions, sorry,
Carbon
per
emission,
ton.
yes.
Yes. So that's the current level of technology that is in the market right now. Anything further than that, as you said, is still in the pilot phase.
Yes, pilot scale.
So mass production is not happening right now in any other technology.
Yes, the as you mentioned before that the incomplete separation and complex product designs are the resistance or challenges in steel recycling, and the cost of the hydrogen or say the availability of new technologies in green steel is a challenge as per my
Well,
analysis.
it is challenging. It's so why do you need an introduction of why it's difficult to make that technology?
But the regulations on carbon emissions is driving the sustainable steel market because the companies need to address the what carbon emissions produced by the manufacturing of steel that in recent years the Europe or say USA has been involved in to reduce net zero carbon emissions by 2050. In Asia also Japan, Korea are involved in these kind of policies. I guess China has 2060 policy for net zero and India has 2070 year target year for net zero emissions. So that are also driving the new technologies to reduce the carbon emissions
Well,
to
that and
sustainable.
CBAM.
Yes. Sir,
CBAM.
I just
Yes.
yes, sir. As you mentioned that companies producing sustainable steel, that is recycled steel and the conventional normal pure steel. So any effect on the applications of the particular products or say specific application of the sustainable steel or say same application for the both the products are there, such as building and construction is one of the major application, then automotive steels or say so same application for all the products are there or say any specific applications for recycled steel. any views on this?
Applications of no,
yes,
no,
yes, yes.
Like
for
mm-hmm. electric arc furnaces,
mm-hmm.
which is a very long. This is not new technology. It's been around for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Just to use electricity to melt steel, it's nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the steel has impurities. So you can't make high-grade steel, so most of the steel goes into construction.
Mm-hmm.
Blast furnace steel is high impurity. You can make mm-hmm. automobile steel and high-value like steel products utilizing the blast furnace.
Mm-hmm.
So both are entirely different in their application.
So for sustainable steel, building and construction will be the major application, recycled steel. Followed by the furniture and appliances application.
That depends what you mean
mm-hmm.
by a sustainable steel. Are you talking about sustainable
recycling.
Steel that is using electric arc furnaces to make automobile steel? Or are
mm-hmm.
you talking about sustainable steel that is using hydrogen or other means to
mm-hmm.
use iron ore? So are you talking about scrap or iron ore? Because both
can
be
scrap,
made.
Scrap.
Scrap?
Scrap.
In terms of scrap metal, if you're talking about entirely green steel in terms of electric arc furnaces, it's not about whether or not you can eliminate the carbon through the applications or facilities. It basically drawdowns to how can you make electricity carbon free. So it's not a company issue, it's a power grid issue.
Yes, power grid issue.
So unless,
obviously.
Unless a country or some district can make, generate electricity entirely green, it won't be considered green steel. It will be considered low carbon steel, but it won't be green.
Yes. I got your point related to this.
When you go to electric arc furnaces, it's a power generation issue.
Power generation, yes. But I just wanted to know that these low carbon steel made from EAF, electric arc furnace, by using scrap, that are used in same application that of the normal steel, or say different application that was one particular thing. They can be used in all applications.
It is my understanding, except for our company, which didn't make it in mass production. We just made a prototype. We made electric an automobile steel out of electric arc furnace facilities.
Okay.
So we were the first company to do that. It's my understanding that we are pretty much the only company that does that, with the exception of Nucor, which makes low-grade automobile steel from electric arc furnaces. But there is their steel is under 1.0 gigapascal of strength, so it's not that high quality.
Yeah.
So it's not an application issue, it's an impurity issue.
Yes. Yes, sir. And I just wanted to know that when we talk about these impurities, no? So this is mainly because of the process that are used, and secondly, the infrastructure for the recycling of the particular steel products. So in North America, there is significant, you can say 70% of steel has been recycled, but in Europe as well, 50 to 60% steel is recycled due to the infrastructure. And secondly, there are less producers of steel, particularly as compared to Asia Pacific. So for sustainable steel, these countries are leading the way with large amount of market share when it compared to China and Asia Pacific? Because for normal steel, I guess Asia Pacific contributes with including China, Japan, India, and South Korea with the major countries. The Asia Pacific is the contribute less more than 60 to 70% of the steel production and steel consumption. But for sustainable steel, it's significantly less. So, any particular thought on this?
Steel scrap comes from already developed countries. It's common knowledge. The reason is because, well, steel scrap is generally steel that has been used and has ended its life cycle. So, America, they've been developed for a long time. They have a large amount of cars that, when they're end of they're scrapped at a normal rate, which is high in volume. If you look at China, look at China's automobile sales 10 years ago. It may be larger right now, but if you look at 10 years ago, which means that they have less scrap than
Less
the
scrap,
U.S.
yes.
Now, say 10 years from now, they will have more scrap than the U.S. That means that because they have more scrap, they can utilize more. This has nothing to do with one side country being less sustainable, less prone to sustainable steel. It means that they have been slow. They're still developing countries. So it's where's the resources? The United States, Europe already has been developed for a long time. They have a lot of steel scrap. And they also have a sustainable and relatively secure energy source, which is necessary for electric arc furnaces. Like the developing countries like China and other countries, they don't have that grid that is entirely, say, secure. Now they may, which is why you're seeing China increasing their electric arc furnaces. So it's not that they don't care that much about the environment. It's just the normal cycle of developing countries and non-developing countries.
So I understand that from your point of view. I can understand that in longer run, say up to 2030, the development of China and other Asia Pacific countries will grow at a faster level than that of the North America and say European countries due to the cycle of the particular product cycle and availability of the scrap in the future. So am I right on this thing, no? Am I getting
Are you
it
asking
right, you know?
if their electric arc furnace capabilities will increase?
No, I was just asking that am I getting the facts in a right manner, no, from you, that you are saying that there is product cycle and currently as China and Asia Pacific having developing stage, so there is less scrap, so there are limitations to use it, but North America and Europe are developed, so there are more scrap. So in the longer run to 2030, China and Asia Pacific will grow at faster level than the developed UK or say Europe and North America.
In terms of electric arc furnaces?
Yes, electric arc furnace.
For China, it already is going in that current phase where they're ramping up electric arc furnaces. They already are doing it right now. As for India and other countries, I'm not 100% sure because it's not only about scrap, it's about whether at what price it can gain iron ore and coking or coal. There's not it, it that's not the only issue that is at play. Well, if you look at China and the case of Korea, well, Korea is different. Like Japan and other countries, you will see that as they develop, they have as they become more developed, they have more steel scrap and they utilize electric arc furnaces more, because
My,
electric arc
okay.
furnaces have what you can do is you can control the supply of iron ore. Sorry, steel products more easily than the blast furnace. You can just turn off a switch for electric arc furnaces. Blast furnaces, you need to constantly repair and have a slew of iron for 10 years. So, yeah.
Yes, and so just one point that while considering the COVID impact, the impact of how about the COVID impact on steel market of say your
COVID?
particular Corona
COVID
2020
is not
COVID.
the big issue in South Korea. COVID
But
really hasn't been a big issue. Like for
yes,
us,
but in
actually,
2020 there was impact on there was certain global impact, not
yes, as the
very marked.
government invested heavily in infrastructure, et cetera, et cetera. So we actually had the best year in
Yes.
2021 and the 2020, like this latter half of 2020. But that's a Korean case. I don't know about other countries because other countries locked down. In South Korea, we really never had that big of a lockdown. And as you know, steel is more of a domestic industry.
Yes.
So for us, if you're asking for us specifically, we haven't had that much of an issue. The larger issue is about liquidity.
And so as a point a price point of view the sustainable steel it is round about $500 to normal steel is round about $500 per ton. But is this any price fluctuations or a price difference from sustainable steel and normal steel? Or say green steel will be higher cost due to the hydrogen, but normal recycled steel and normal steel, is there any difference between the price?
Well,
Approximate difference, any average, say it is cheaper than that of normal, or say it is costlier than
you're
of
asking
normal
something
steel.
very, that is very difficult because, like, recycled steel fluctuates with electricity costs and scrap
Okay.
prices. Blast furnace prices fluctuate with iron ore and coking coal prices. So
Okay.
sometimes it's lower, sometimes it's higher. There's no norm. Like generally, because it is of higher quality, flat steel which is produced in blast furnaces are sold at a higher price
Okay.
normally. But currently, because of the overproduction in China, flat steel sometimes goes lower than electric arc furnace products. So it's a demand supply issue. There's no norm.
A demand supply issue and the raw material cost and that will
Yes.
affect or say okay. Any particular price hierarchy between the countries, say you can say that the North America it is costlier than that of Europe, or say if you want to give any rank according to
That has
price.
to do with demand. It always has to do with demand. The U.S. is currently more expensive than Asia, the steel in general, and it's because America's economy is doing fairly well compared to that of China and South Korea and, well, Asia in general. So it's not a it's mostly because of demand. It's not because one place is more expensive than the other.
Okay, but any kind of say in Asia Pacific region, particularly in India and say China, there is less labor cost associated to any product production of any product, and there will also availability of iron ores in Asia Pacific region. So generally the trend is the prices of steel is lower in Asia Pacific region. And if we want to
isn't
do
that more due to the procurement of iron ore and coking coal, like China and India has like coking coal plants, mines, whereas other areas don't have that much, or developed countries are shutting down coal mines. So that might be an issue. That might be why coking coal prices have fluctuated so violently during the last 2 years. But as I said, it's not just one issue. It's the majority is demand. Like, for instance, it was my understanding that India had higher steel prices for somewhat period of time in comparison to China. That was because India developing as fast as it is consuming more steel than it produces, so there was a demand factor. Right now, I don't know. I haven't looked at the most recent numbers, but what I'm trying to say is it's generally about demand.
Okay. Any particularly buyers' attributes for towards the sustainable steel in South Korea? So consumers are preferring, or say any buyer attributes, buying behavior in South Korea regarding sustainable
steel. That's a word that I'm having trouble with. Nobody really uses sustainable steel, because that word is contradictory to itself. There is no, as I said before, sustainable steel. It doesn't exist. Okay, as you said, you previously said low carbon steel. Yes,
carbon steel,
that
okay, recycled steel.
But sustainable steel, no. Recycled steel, we don't use that word. We use like electric arc furnace products.
Okay, electric
arc furnace. So maybe it's a terminology difference between India and South Korea, but like for us, there are some buyers that request that we submit our carbon emissions per product, and they ask that we get it certified by a foreign entity. So, but other than that, in South Korea domestically, that demand is relatively less than that of the European carbon buyers or the U.S. buyers.
The U.S. buyers and the European buyers have higher demand.
As sometimes they request it. I'm not saying all, but sometimes they do.
Okay. Yes, I guess it was very insightful session, and you cover all the points that I need to understand, and very thanks for your time, sir, and it was very insightful session for interact. May I know your name, sir?
Mike Kong.
I will spell it
M-I-K-E.
M-I-K-E.
Yes.
K.
K-A-N-G.
Okay. K-A-N-G. Okay. M-I-K-E-K-A-N-G. So you are working as a manager, or say
senior manager.
Senior manager. Okay.
But I
okay.
do not want my name like listed anywhere.
No. I will
but
send you request.
Reason is because this is most of this that I've just said, the figures and are well, mostly common knowledge, but most importantly, it's not the company's official view.
Yes. I do understand, sir, and I can say that this was only for to interact with you on, say, LinkedIn, to be connected for so long time. So I was just asking your name so that I can send you request on LinkedIn if you are on LinkedIn. So that's why. No, yes. So I will send you request on LinkedIn so that we can stay connected. Are you on using
Yes, I am.
the? Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks for your time, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks a
Okay,
lot.
thank you, and have a good day.
Yes. Have a great day. You too, sir. Yes.
Okay,
Thanks a lot.
bye.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.